So I'm hearing something I would call post-punk music here, Trevor Basham. Am I? Do I have something right here?
Yeah, you're definitely on the nose right there. Yeah. This is Shopping, and this is the album Why Choose.
The band's name is Shopping.
Yep.
Why is the band's name Shopping?
You know, it kind of comes down to the basis of the album. It's really, as described by the bass player, he said that it was like it's this underlying message of like being part of this huge consumer system, you know, while still having like this immense urge to consume everything. The fact that you want to rebel against all this consumerism, but at the same time, you're also into it, and it's part of our everyday lives that we want to consume everything.
So we're anti-capitalists here, or not? Is that overstating it a little bit?
No, I think that might be overstating. I think it's just more of a self-awareness of where we are in our modern day, you know?
The band is Shopping. Why Choose is the name of the album, and Trevor Basham is taking us through this. You really dig this, I take it.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite albums from last year, easily. I had actually never heard of Shopping before last year. I saw the album come into the store, and I was like, oh, that looks really interesting. You know, maybe I'll put that on, see what it sounds like. And then I was just blown away and hooked on it ever since. This is their sophomore follow-up album to their first debut called Consumer Complaints, which came out in 2013. This time they were on Fat Cat Records. They're just a London, UK-based band. Lots of younger kids, only three people. Rachel Eggs, the guitar and lead vocals. Billy Easter on bass. And then Andrew Melk doing drums and vocals as well.
Alone we walk in circles, together it's so light. It's better than ideal, but all he deals in is cheap light. My life, my love, my money, I gave him all his mind. These things he loves us to work, but these things they have no price. You go home empty-handed and you go home with this time. These things I tried to tell you, tried to tell you all the time. These things I tried to tell you, but you never had the time. They're playing to the river while I'm hearing his goodbye.
My point of reference would be maybe Gang of Four.
Yeah, these guys are really, really influenced by like the 70s, 80s, you know, post-punk stuff. So, you know, Gang of Four, ESG, The Slits, Delta 5, you know. Post-punk kind of, you know, encompasses this huge part of music, you know, that goes into lots of variations of like New York No Wave and all other places. Yeah, you can definitely trace the influences in this album very clearly, and it's great. It all shows.
You had a visual of the album that looked kind of cool, and then the music grabbed you right away. What is it about their sound?
Well, I've always been a fan of post-punk bands. Just the fact that it was like that bass forward kind of minimalism driving the record, you know, like right off the bat, it just goes in there with those heavy, great bass lines that hook you in with these like guitars that just like slice and cut through in and out, jagged. It feels like it's jumping around, but it kind of feels like you're jumping around because you're busy dancing to the record, or the people that are playing it are busy dancing to the record while they're playing. Like I said, this album wastes no time getting down to the point. Even with the opening track Wind Up, it just comes right in swinging. There is not a second to breathe on the record after that. It is just banger after banger. The lead guitarist and drummer, Rachel and Andrew, you know, they have this great back and forth kind of a shout, chant, singing that they do, you know, that kind of makes you keep going from like left to right on the speakers almost, you know. It's like another thing with like this jumping kind of feeling and dancing.
I hear you talking.
Talking.
So quietly.
Quietly.
I hear you talking.
Talking.
Unnecessarily.
Necessarily.
One of my favorite tracks, and probably the most important track on the album, is track 7. It's called Why Wait, which I think sums up the album pretty clearly. The bass player, Billy Easter, stated in an interview that it's, I'm paraphrasing here, it's this underlying theme of being consumed by such a consumer society and living in that consumer society and wanting at the same time to have this deep urge to consume everything around you while still not wanting to be part of that system. So it's kind of like this self-aware, this is where we are, matter-of-fact statement that they're making, and I think it's great. Right after that, track 8 is called Private Party, and that one just swings in. It's so overly stimulating and fun. Some of the songs, they feel like almost like these lost classics from like the 70s, you know, like songs like you should have discovered like on a weird 7-inch that you found digging up in a record store, you know, like track 2, Take It Outside. It's this very like almost like attacking kind of start, but then it just kind of picks up into this happy, dancey part. It's a great juxtaposition of, you know, themes and sounds. Songs like Take It Outside and Say It Once, you know, they kind of like have this theme of wanting to be stimulated by the outside world, when even though we ourselves are very stimulating and fun people, if we give ourselves a chance and, you know, don't seclude ourselves to being inside all the time, maybe sitting on our phones or on the computer all the time, you know?
Listening to the band Shopping. It's on the turntable at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Trevor Basham has been giving us an overview of this fun release from late last year. I think we got time for one more track. Can we slip one more in there, Trevor?
Oh yeah, there's always time for one more. I'll just take it to the last track of the album, track 11, which is just called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's like just a really basic kind of instrumental track for the most part, with the band just counting to 5 intermittently is the only lyrics in the song, which kind of has this build to it, which kind of feels like you're either building to like this crescendo at the end of the album, or it's like, let's build this up to the start of the album, because as soon as I get done listening to this album, it's only a little over 30 minutes, it's over right away, I want to immediately flip it over and start it again.